Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Rory.
Here we are in our first dates podcast.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Whew, I'm doing pretty good. I went for a run before this. I was a little nervous. Yeah. I heard that who I was going on a date with was a very attractive lady, so yeah. I had to like kind of get my confidence up.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. She's very beautiful. Very beautiful.
So physically I'm tired, but emotionally I have the confidence and I'm ready to do this.
That's what matters. It's on the inside that counts, you know? It's what's on the inside that counts.
Hopefully, because I feel like that's where I'll stand a chance.
Yeah, no, that's my primary asset as well. My insides.
My insides are impeccable. Yeah. All right, so Zoe, do you want to kind of give a rundown quick like we do every show?
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's me and Rory, single and dating. And basic premise, one of us goes on a date with a guest, depending on, you know, if they like the ladies or the fellas. And it's for 25 minutes. And if things are looking pretty good at the end, they'll be awarded an extra 5 minutes, you know, just a little something, something. And yeah, that's what I'm going to say for that.
We have yet to hit that extra 5 minute mark. We're going to hit this one day. Somebody's going to have a really steamy date.
Yeah, it'll be me.
Yeah, no, most likely, especially after that Sean did, I can really see you being the one.
I don't know, it could have been, it was like angry steamy, right?
Sure, angry steamy. But yeah, you got it right. This is kind of like an end of the OkCupid stuff that just kind of gives a facade to who a person is online. Like, we're going to get into it. We want to know if they're like, if they're really charming or actually cruel, or if they want to show a sexier side or an asexual side, whatever it is, we can flesh these people out. And, you know, whether it's a love connection for us, that may or may not be, but maybe somebody out there will actually feel like a magnetic pull of these people.
Mm, yeah, that'd be great. That's the goal. First goal, get us significant others. Second goal, get our viewers significant others. No, second right. We'll get our guests significant others.
I feel like we should come before them because we're in a worse position.
Yeah, we have a podcast to meet people.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the worst position you could be in romantically.
That's the number one problem that we have going is we're using a podcast to find love.
Well, everyone has their own way, right?
Exactly.
The people that we have on are Twitter people mostly, but also people who have expressed interest in one of us romantically or getting themselves out there. And if sometimes, you know, they're people that are in relationships, but they just want 25 minutes, 30 if they're lucky, to, you know, live the single life, live the dating life.
Yeah, exactly. And we had that recently, but now we got some single people on for us. We had like kind of a New York theme back to back today. Like, I get to go kind of travel and be around cool New York people today, so I'm excited.
Yeah, New Yorkers are my peeps. Okay, I said that. Anyway, this New Yorker, amazing. A beautiful, beautiful lady. Her name is Lindsay. She has eyebrows for days. And she rocks a pair of yoga pants like I've never seen before. I know you're into strong, empowered women who work in crisis prevention. And that is why.
I'm just into crisis prevention because that's my job, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, shared interests. And that is why I set you up on this date. And this lady loves hip-hop, from what I understand. So that'll be an interesting contrast to Miley Cyrus for you.
Yeah, I'll try to pull my weight, you know?
Yeah, as you should. Lindsay, are you there?
I am here.
Are you okay with that introduction?
Absolutely. It's good.
Thank you. I had notes. So are you guys ready for your date?
Sure. I'm ready.
She sounds super excited.
After that intro, she's like, oh God, these people have me all wrong.
No, it's correct. Everything you said is great.
Okay. Thank you. I try. Anyway, your 25 minutes start now.
First dates, come on a date.
Okay. All right, hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
I'm already stuttering, so I think this could. I need to get it together.
This is going somewhere.
Yeah. Well, what have you been doing lately? How you been? How was work today?
Work today was good. We're organizing this wellness fair thing to kind of like get the let out for people in the community where I live, like their resources and stuff they might not have access to. So it's really stressful, but hopefully there's going to be a good turnout.
So you were a little stressed today. Are you glad to maybe be able to unwind, go on a date with me?
That's what I need. I think that's what I need.
And I'll treat you as best I can, I promise.
Okay, that sounds
So
good.
what are things you've been getting into lately?
What have I been doing lately?
Yeah, outside of work. Obviously, you're saving New York
From everything.
from everything, exactly.
From trains and cars and hurricanes mostly. But I've been doing a lot of yoga, I guess. I've been hooping.
You
I
did.
was
I've been hooping less and
hanging
less, so it's gonna be hard for us to connect on that.
But no, I actually haven't been hooping as much as possible because I've been doing a lot more yoga, and I'm actually in training to become a yoga teacher right now, so that kind of takes up a lot of my time.
Get out of here. So you're gonna help people in crisis, just in the yoga crisis.
Yes, through yoga, they will overcome their crises, assuming they have more than one.
Well, for me, not to brag, but I've been getting really into Scandal lately. I started those early episodes, and that's been really intriguing. Got in a fight with my roommate earlier, and I had to do a lot of push-ups just so I wouldn't, get really upset or angry. So that's been going on
Right.
for me.
It's a good way to let your aggression out, do something physical. That's what I do.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have roommates, or who do you live with?
I live with my parents. So good. So great. Love
So
it.
you have to have like healthy ways of dealing with your aggression.
Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, they'll kick me out.
Do you plan on living with your parents for a long time? I know you do, but like when is the time you're gonna move out? I can't imagine like living in New York. It's got to be so like just the idea of spending like 2 grand to live in a closet would be terrifying to me.
That's pretty much why I live with them. I work for the government and I work for a nonprofit organization through the government, so I don't make enough money to live on my own, which is why I live with my parents. So hopefully I'm going back to school in the fall, and when I go back to school is when I'll move out.
Ah, okay. Lynn's, dude, are they good roommates though?
Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, like all roommates. My dog is my favorite of the roommates.
Right. I mean, dogs, they're my favorite everything, so.
Yeah, me too.
What's the name of your dog again?
Wuppa.
Wuppa, and how long you have Wuppa?
3 years.
3 years only?
Yeah, he's only 3 years old.
How old was Whoopi when you adopted him? I'm assuming you adopted him.
Yeah, we did. We got him from the North Shore Animal League. He was, I think, 6 weeks old. I'm gonna say
Oh
maybe
my
eight
God, that's
weeks.
adorable.
Yeah, he was pretty cute. But I wasn't even there for his adoption. I was away at college.
So it was it initially your parents' dog?
My parents, they were like, "We need to get a dog," and my sister was like, "Yeah, let's get a dog." And they just went to the animal shelter. They picked him up and they brought him home. And I had been begging my parents for 21 years to get me a dog, and they decided to get one while I was away.
Since you were
So
2 years old, you were like, Mom, give me a goddamn dog.
I was like, "Please, this is what I need. This is the only thing I need." And
Yeah.
so, yeah, but I finally got one. Now I get to spend as much time with him as I want.
So Lindsay, when was the last time you were really proud of yourself? I was thinking about that today on my run before this.
When was the last time I was really proud of myself? Maybe when I got accepted into yoga school, I guess, maybe, because I had to write an essay about why I wanted to be a yoga teacher, and I had to kind of like dedicate my practice to like a thing and just show them that I was really dedicated and that I actually wasn't just doing it for to like become super buff or whatever. And or not that I'm really super buff, but yeah, I guess that when they were like, because it was a very selective school, so they let me in, and I was proud of myself then. What about you?
That is so much better than the response I was gonna give. The
Oh,
last time I was proud of myself, I was able to drink like a lot of my roommate's OJ without them knowing, so.
okay. Well, I mean, I try to eat my sister's food sometimes without her noticing, but she always does. So
how dare she?
How dare she? She doesn't deserve it, really.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't even deserve us to be talking about her right now, seriously.
Whatever.
Feed Lindsay. That's the goal here.
That is the main goal. I'm the oldest, and so I deserve the most respect.
Absolutely. I'm the oldest, too. It's just you and your sis, right?
Yeah, but just me and my sister.
So, Lindsay, you, I mean, now that we're kind of in the middle of this date, do you go on dates often, or do you not date that often?
Not really. I'm kind of a serial relationshipper, serial long-term relationshipper.
Same.
I tend to stay and get into relationships, and then I just freaking stay in them, and then I get out of them, and I go right into another one.
Oh, okay. So here's the question then: how quickly do you like jump into them? Are you like cautious, or do you just jump down that rabbit hole immediately once you get excited?
I guess it depends on the person. My last like three consecutive boyfriends, I kind of just like jumped right in because I liked them. But if I was, you know, if I was in a position where I didn't know if I liked the person or not, I might hold back a little bit, try out the single life.
Three consecutive long-term relationships. Now, I'm not Gandalf in age, but you are quite a bit younger than me. So what have you been dating since you were like 12? Or like how have you built up all this experience in such a short amount of time? I mean, you're 23.
I have seriously been in a long-term relationship nonstop pretty much since I was 17 years old.
Dang. So you really, how long is the longest you've been single? Like,
3 months.
Oh. Oh. Do you hate being alone? Is that something you hate? I don't want to be too invasive about your emotional makeup.
I totally hate being alone. I really do. That's one of my biggest faults, is that I'm like, I need someone to tell my problems to. And then I just find someone and I tell them all my problems. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay. Interesting. I think we should talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
The emotional makeup of the men that you've been with.
Uh-huh.
So we're on a date now. Let's say I invite you to a dinner and a movie. Is that cool or is that not cool for you?
Do you want me to be completely honest?
Totally. I'm a traditionalist, so like I really prefer dinner on the first kind of date and then like movie if things are going really well. But what do you think?
I am really bad at watching movies. I get distracted super easily. I don't know what it is. I just am not a movie person. Dinner, totally. And if it's a movie that I'm like dying to see, then yes. But if it was something that I was like, I might be like, well, why don't we do something else?
Okay, I'd definitely be open to whatever you said, definitely. But I got to be truthful to this date right now. That was my plan, so I'm going to keep going with it. Is that okay?
That's fine. It's fine. We're assuming that this is a movie that I'm dying to see.
Okay, we'll get to – okay, so, yeah. I think you're right. Like, movies are tough, especially if you don't know the person really well. Like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody for a really long time, I can sit there and not talk. But if I'm, like, with somebody that I don't know that well, like, I feel like I need to turn and always be like, oh, can you believe what just happened in the movie?
Yeah, or you need to, like when you laugh, like, you're sitting next to them and, like, you're both loud. So we're assuming this is a funny movie. And, like, you laugh and, like, you know when you're, like, with somebody while you kind of, like, press your arm into each other and you laugh to, like, emphasize how funny that funny part of the movie was? Like, do you do that on a first date? Or, like, do you not? Like, that's, like, can I touch your arm? Like, I don't know, like, are you mad that I'm, like, pressing up against you because I'm laughing? It's, you know, it's a very fine line.
I mean, Lindsay, you can press up against me. It's going to be all right.
All right. Okay. All right, now that I know.
Definitely. I don't want to be creepy, but I'd be excited. All right. So let's – okay, you got three options then. Let's say dinner went well. I took you to there's this vegan Chinese place downtown Portland. So let's say we go there.
Okay. Perfect.
And then let's say I give you the option. Like, I'm like, there's an old theater that's playing some classics, and it's – I don't know. Let's say it's playing The Sandlot.
Okay.
Or a big theater, and it's playing, like, the new superhero movie, like Thor or something. Or third option, like an artsy theater, and it's playing like the newest drama, like Dallas Buyers Club.
I would say The Sandlot.
I would say absolutely.
Yeah, I would want to. That's something I'd want to. I haven't watched that movie in a while, actually. To be honest,
you haven't seen it in forever.
Yes, exactly. That is what I was thinking. I was gonna say it, but I didn't want to. But I didn't want to, you know, be weird.
All right.
Not that was weird that you said. But.
I just watch it, you know, every other day. So don't. I mean, baseball runs through my veins. All right. So let's say we're inside. What would get you more excited? Like. Or no, we're not inside yet. What would get you more excited? I pay for the tickets and brush away every attempt you have to help pay. We split the tickets. Or when you ask, I completely step aside and I'm like, yeah, you should pay, definitely.
Split the tickets.
Absolutely. You want to split. That makes you feel more comfortable on a first date.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to split them.
I need to start. Oh, I don't know. I totally agree with you. That's like the most comfortable thing. I just have this weird like this tendency to just be like, no, I must pay or else it'll be a bad date. That's ridiculous, right?
I think it's not ridiculous at all. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of people are just like, do we split the check? What do we do? Does it? And then a lot of girls are like, did he pay for dinner? Because if he didn't, don't ever go out with him again. And I'm like, well, what are we doing here? I don't know. So no, I like splitting is good.
Split. All right. So we're split. Now we're inside. What makes you fall a little bit in love with me? Let's say, like I say, I'm full enough. It's kind of ridiculous to pay for food. I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah, yes.
Or let's go crazy. Let's get popcorn, candy, and soda. Let's go to town. Well, you know what? Sub question on that one. What is acceptable to buy in a movie theater? Like what kind of food?
I don't know. Everything is super overpriced.
Right.
So if we just ate dinner, I'd be like, that's fine. I'm not going to.
All right. So here's the third one then. By the way. That sub question, the answer, in my opinion, is only popcorn, candy, and soda are acceptable to buy at a movie.
All three, all the options are.
Just like people go there. Like I was at a movie the other day with my mom. I know I'm super cool, and somebody was buying a hot dog, and I was like, "What are you? There, that is inappropriate, sir." And you're slowing down this line.
I didn't even realize that like hot dogs were now sold in movie. I haven't been to a concession stand in a movie theater in probably like 8 or 9 years. I'm not even gonna lie. So
man, there's like pizza. There's like you can get sushi. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I was not aware of that fact. So in terms of that, yes, popcorn, candy, and soda, absolutely. Especially soda because I love soda.
Okay, here's the third. There's a third option, though, you didn't even know was coming. I gesture you to my coat pockets where I've snuck in mango slices, Sour Patch Kids, and some Cokes.
Okay, that's perfect because Coke is like my end-all be-all of drinks. It's like Coke to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, huh?
Do you use that as like a thing? Like if you're, oh man, that's Coke, dude. That bar is Coke, dude. That's a great.
No. I don't say that.
Okay.
That made whoever I was with like super uncomfortable.
I think you should start doing it. Just be like, oh, that guy over there, he's Coca-Cola, man. Look at.
Yeah, that's that. I think so too.
Or like if a guy's massaging your back, she'd be like, oh, get that. Oh, that feels Coca-Cola-ish. Or if you're teaching a yoga class, you're just like, oh, right there, Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola pose. Okay.
All right, I'm being ridiculous. I'm sorry. We'll move.
That's here. A new pose. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, Lynn. So this is not a smooth segue, but I'm really excited about our date so far. More about you, though. Like, you have, like, a super strong contingent of male fans online. Females, too. But, like, mm-hmm. Do you get that same response from, like, real-life dudes? Because, like, I feel like I know you a little bit online and just, like, people fawn over you.
Yeah, the thing is, no. I don't get hit on at all. And I mean, maybe not at all, but, like, I have a chronic bitch face. I know that a lot of people are familiar with that term. My mouth is small and it kind of turns down and I'm small. I'm 5'4" and I only weigh like 115 pounds, but I kind of look a little intimidating. So I don't really get approached by dudes a whole lot at all. And I think that whenever I say that online, people are like, oh, that's bullshit. What is she talking about? But I'm telling the truth. I really just don't. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just
Lens. Super fun. Lens.
Yes.
I believe you.
Okay. I'm glad you believe me.
What would it take? Like, let's say somebody is not, you know, isn't worried about you and does want to approach you. What's like the best way for you to warm up to somebody, like at a bar or wherever you are? Like, I don't really meet people. I guess I met a girl one time at a concert. That was pretty brave of me. But what are ways that people can like kind of impress you out and in the open when they ask you out?
I guess just make me laugh. I know that's such a generic answer, but if you say something, if you say like a funny quip, I'm more inclined to talk to you than if you were just like, hey, girl, what's up? Looking good.
Like, hey, girl, what's like, up? Yeah. No,
like, that's weird. I don't know. That's really weird to me. If you just said something about like whatever the place you were at, like, oh, this bar is lame. Even if it wasn't lame, I'd be like, I know, right? And things would just go from there.
There's a low threshold for jokes. Like, I feel I'd be comfortable. I can make you laugh then if I was just like, this bar is lame, right?
Yeah. yeah, that's all you have to say. Literally, that's all you have to say, but you have to put an emphasis on the right. You have to say, right, like you just did.
All right. I like it. I like my chances here.
Yeah, you have pretty good chances.
Ooh. So, Lens, like online, one thing that I'm attracted to about you, other than, you know, you're beautiful and we both have awesome eyebrows.
Oh my God, I know.
Which puts us in another bracket altogether.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're a really empowered person, and you talk a lot about like gender stereotypes and body positive stuff, sex positive stuff. What gender stereotypes would you say you find yourself upholding though?
What gender stereotypes would I? Feeling the need to be like thin.
Okay.
Probably.
Same, you and I.
Yeah, like I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think of things that I do that are indicative of being a woman. I mean, the way that I dress, I wear like a lot of dresses and skirts because I really, really hate pants. The way I have a weird body and jeans just don't fit me. So I wear dresses and skirts and tights constantly. And so like one time I went to work and I was wearing this really long skirt and it was black. And my coworker was like, wow, you look extra Jewish today.
Ooh.
And I am Jewish. And I am Jewish, and I was like, oh, okay, thanks. But I didn't really know, you know, I didn't know how to take that. But, you know, because Orthodox Jews do have to wear long skirts. But I think that and worrying about, like, how my eyebrows look all the time, maybe.
Oh, come on. They look great just waking up, don't they?
No, they don't. I have to maintain them. I'm telling you, shout out to my threading ladies. They are the best.
Put a little comb through them or something?
No, they just like I have to get them threaded like every couple weeks, and they just do an excellent job.
Maybe I should get my brows threaded.
You should. You might want to try it. It hurts a little bit the first time, but
I think that you have to go through some pain to look good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so which stereotypes do you find yourself breaking? Like, which are ways where you find yourself to be like, somebody who's being like super progressive and like you're probably influencing your sister or people around you or in a positive way?
I don't like when people comment on other people's appearances. If I'm with another dude and he says like, oh, that girl's fat or she's ugly or whatever, I kind of say like, well, that's your opinion, but you know, other people find like somebody in the world finds that person attractive. Like it really bothers me. Like, honestly, that's one of my pet peeves is when people say somebody is inherently unattractive because no one is inherently unattractive. There's nobody in the world that exists in that, because we've created this kind of like stereotype for what is considered traditionally attractive. And when other people feel they need to comment on that, I just kind of stay away from it.
Sure. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
back to what we were talking about earlier in your past, like, long-term relationships. What are, like, the usual – because, like, obviously, I want to be your boyfriend. Obviously, this is why we're on a date. Mm-hmm. What are their emotional makeup? Like, what roles do you play in the relationship, and what type of guys are these guys? Like, maybe I fit into you know, this role that you want as a boyfriend.
It's really funny because every guy that I've dated has been really drastically different. My first long-term relationship, my guy was like super emotionally supportive and always like worried about my mental state of being and like asking me how my day was. And then one time we got into a fight because he was like, "You don't ask me how my day is enough." And I felt bad. I felt really bad about that. But then the next relationship I got into, it was like, "You ask me how my day is too much." And so I didn't really know how to like be in a healthy medium. I guess it's just kind of like you both have to ask each other how your days were. I don't know. I don't really know. It's just everyone has been very, very, very different.
Okay, so there's not one specific trait that, like for me, I feel like a lot of the women that I've dated for a long periods of time have been pretty strong and have like changed me in a positive way. Like, I think I seek out people that will do that, like that will make me a better person. And that's, I don't know how to totally explain that, but I think that is a common factor in like the people I date. You don't have one thing that you think is like maybe somebody who can take care of you? I think maybe that's with me with some of the women I date.
I think that I tend to gravitate toward people who are confident and sometimes bordering on like arrogant a little bit, or like I want someone who's confident in themselves and their beliefs, and I don't know, but I think that sometimes it can go a little wrong.
It's a fine line. Like, you like want somebody who's confident, but you don't want a jerk.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I want. I want somebody who can like go like set out and do the things they want to do, like their goals or whatever, but not be a jerk about it.
God, but they're all kind of jerks, right? Like, I'm a little less self-confident, I think, and that makes me a little bit less of a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I think so. Yeah. It's so difficult to find that like perfect balance. But
Well, you have 3 more minutes to see if Rory, in fact, has that perfect balance. Sorry, that was too funny. Okay, you have 3 minutes left.
All right, Zoe, come on. I was getting somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so, Linz, this might get a little intimate right here, but let's say we start making out. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, I feel like after 30 years of life, I have a couple moves. Do you have like a kissing move that's like a quintessential Lindsay move? I like how I just use that as kind of almost your handle as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say it sounds like Quinty.
Quinty essential like kissing move. Do you have one?
I don't. I don't really.
Are you a biter? Are you a licker? Is that weird to say?
I'm trying to like think of something that I am, and I don't really have. I don't like when people are like too soft with their kissing. That like freaks me out a little bit. So maybe I'm a little bit more of an aggressive kisser.
You're a little bit of a biter.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a biter, but not weirdly. So.
What about like what about hands on the throat?
Yeah, sure. If you put your hands on my throat, I'd be cool with that. But I wouldn't like just like choke you out. Like, I wouldn't like put my hands on your throat.
I don't think I've ever had somebody that's kissed me put their hands on my throat, but I think I'd be into it. One time I was seeing this girl, and we went to a park bench and we started kissing, and I bit down on her lip a little bit, and then she reciprocated. But then sometimes I think I want to be a pleaser, so like I let out like a little like Or whatever, you know, you let out, like, that indicator that you like it. And then she just went to town, just started, like, chomping all over my lips. And, like, they puffed out to, like, clown lip size. I need to find a balance between, like, letting somebody know I like something and letting them know, like, they need to there's just, like, a certain equilibrium you need to find when you're being rough with somebody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you don't want them to get freaked out. You don't want them to be like, "Oh my God, is this person crazy or what?" I don't know.
What's the worst kiss you've ever had?
The worst kiss I ever had.
That was definitely the worst kiss, by the way. I have already answered.
The worst kiss I ever had was actually it was recently. It was this past summer. my friend tried, he kissed me, and he kissed me so hard that he bruised my lip, and he just kind of like shoved his mouth into my mouth, and there was no like tongue or anything or whatever, and I woke up the next day and like my whole entire top lip was purple, and I looked really weird. I looked like I was sick or had a cold, like or just ate like a grape ice pop for like 3 days, and that was like one of the worst kisses I've ever had. I have to say,
I had one also. I was coming home. This is immortal. So you should never kiss your roommate. But we were really drunk one night, and we were coming home from the bar, and I ran to. For some reason, I'm always fighting with my roommates about juice in the fridge. But like, I was the first person to drink the last of the OJ, and she like slammed her fist down. She's like, "I want some of that OJ," and like I was like, "Well, I can feed it to you." And so I fed it to her like a baby bird, and then we kind of started kissing a little bit. That was also probably the second worst kiss I've ever had.
I appreciate your honesty. That's an interesting story.
I think we all really appreciate Rory's honesty right now.
The baby bird kiss would dub that.
That's the best one.
Shout out to Kathy for really making that one happen.
Whose name is Kathy? Coca-Cola.
Whose name's Kathy? I don't know.
That's true.
Okay, so you're not giving us an extra 5 minutes. So
no, I'm not giving you the extra 5 minutes, but I do want to say, Lindsay, I too had a bruised lip recently, and it was from when I was in bed alone, mm-hmm. Trying to drink some water, and I lifted the cup above my face, and the condensation on the cup was too much for my sweaty hands, and it slid out, and then I had a bruised lip. So it seems we have a lot in common after all.
Riveting.
We do have a lot in common. I drop my phone on my face all the time. So
see? It's riveting. It's always...
You guys should have gone on the date. Not
yeah.
Me.
I also had a very good time listening to you guys. A highlight was when Lindsay said that the longest she's not been in a relationship since she was 17 is 3 months, which is in fact the length of my longest relationship since I was zero. So that was
you guys
like a
are
nice...
on the opposite ends of the success spectrum in romance.
Yeah, it really seems that way. I also liked how Rory was like, "We're gonna go see a classic movie, The Sandlot."
When I was it expecting, is a classic movie. What was it gonna
I
say?
Was
Gone with
a
the
movie
Wind
from like 1958. When you drop classic, I don't expect a movie that was made when I was alive. And then I just want to like. Quick shout out to Nachos and movie theaters. I still love you. So.
Ugh, how dare you?
I am so sorry. So, how'd you enjoy yourself, Lindsay?
I enjoyed myself very much. I felt like we had a good rapport going. Like, we wouldn't run out of things to talk about and it would be weird.
I'm going to come to New York. It's going to be fun. I'm going to meet a lot of people. Like, going on that date with Nick, cage match was cool, and it would be cool to meet you too.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're at the end of the date.
Yeah, she definitely. Sounded super excited there. I love it.
Yeah
definitely. Give me a text, I guess.
I am super excited. Send me like 17 texts.
All right.
Yeah, definitely send me 17 texts. So you're at the end of the date. Rory walks you to your door. You have three options. Mm-hmm. You give Rory a firm handshake. You say, "Thank you for dinner and a movie," even though I didn't want to see a movie. And you send him on his way. You give him a hug, a peck on the cheek if he's asking for it, and say goodnight. Thirdly, you grab his neck and start choking the shit out of him. You smack his face, you kiss him, and then you say, come inside right now, or else. And then you smack him again.
What?
Those are your three options.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, option number three, I'm going to smack him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Someone's getting smacked tonight.
Finally, I got a C response. I got that really steamy response I've been looking for.
Yeah. Super steamy.
I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that. I've been waiting to get choked out. Finally.
Yeah. Finally.
Podcasting works.
We're going to find love, Zoe, I'm telling you.
You keep telling me that.
It's just around the corner, man. I was close with Quinty tonight. I was close.
You were close. Yeah. It was pretty close. So, Lindsay, hilarious on Twitter. Everyone should follow her. Quinty Winties. Q-W-I-N-T-Y. W-I-N-T-I-E-S. Am I right? Was that right?
It's actually Q U.
Damn it!
Q U I N T Y W I N T I E S.
Anyway, follow her on Twitter. Follow her on Instagram. Follow her for the rest of
her. Don't follow her in real life.
Don't follow her in real life.
Don't.
Is that where you're going with that? Like, we don't want people stalking.
I just started saying it, and I was like, oh my god, please something come out of my mouth that makes sense right now. And just nothing was coming out of my mouth. Yeah. Anything you want to add, Rory?
Man, she was great. Lindsay is a natural beauty, and she's clever and interesting. And you know, even if me and Quinty don't start it up, there'll be people clamoring to. She won't ever be single for longer than 3 months. I'll tell you that. if she doesn't want to be, which it sounds like she doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. So please follow her. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at First Dates Pod. Like us on Facebook, now we have a page. Visit our website, firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com for updates and just seeing what's going on with us. And email us. You can follow me at Madam Zubel and Rory at Rory Not Roy. And until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating, everybody.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.